Director of the Richmondville Academy, RVA, Stina Herberg said the grey water recycling systems are being established with a grant from the international organization dubbed Global Water Partnership. She said, as climate change continues to affect the entire world, water conservation continues to be a major issue, especially with prolonged dry seasons.
We have a grant with the Global Water Partnership, and in North Leeward we are creating 5 grey water recycling systems that's connected to some of the home garden families that we're already working with. Because it's like, if you have an ecological home garden and you're doing well, it's moving forward, then we will tell you about the other opportunities. For example, apply for a grey water recycling system. Now, we do have a lot of water in St. Vincent if you compare to many other countries. However, we know that the dry season, I mean, we are in the middle of a climate crisis, and we have a lot of people discussing this in Egypt, but alongside the discussion, what we need to do is to simply take action. We need to get stuff done. And even in St. Vincent, where we do actually have quite a lot of rainfall, the upcoming dry season may pose a really big problem. So how can we become more water secure?
Ms. Herberg said water that is used every day in homes can be recycled and used for other things such as farming, and she outlined how this will be done.
We use water every day in our sinks, in our showers, and for washing, and this water can, in a quite simple way, be recycled through a small sand filter. So the Global Water Partnership have donated money to the Academy to work with 5 families, and this grey water recycling system is being built right now, and there's being trained 3 grey water system builder staff. So these are people that are already involved in building the home gardens, get now trained in making these grey water recycling systems. And that means that this water that comes out of your sink, it goes into the sand filter, and at the end of that little sand filter, you grow your dashin patch or your edibles or your yams, so that you keep this water in the garden. You use it again. You don't just put it out on the street and let it wash away into the river and into the sea, but you actually get it recycled. And this is one way that we can hold on to and reuse more of the water in the times that are coming, when we are going to have longer periods without rain.
Ms. Herberg said they will be working closely with the Central Water and Sewage Authority, CWSA, to ensure that all requirements are met with the grey water recycling systems.
Now, the grey water recycling system is very interesting. It's also a partnership we would have with CWSA, because we want to test the water with the experts at CWSA. So we test the water, so before it goes into the grey water recycling system, and what is the water now like after it's been through the sand filter. So here, then we get the scientific proof on the improvement of the water, which again then will be used to grow more food. So this is a new thing.
Director of the Richmondville Academy, RVA, Stina Herberg. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.